Let us vote. That's what it sounded like yesterday at Miami-Dade election headquarters after it shut down temporarily, overwhelmed by early voters. People waited 8 hours in line at other Florida polling places. In a minute, what lawyers fanning out across the country are going to be looking for tomorrow. But first, what's going on today? There is early voting in Florida still, but it's tricky. Mark Caputo is with the Miami Herald. Mark, we know lawsuits were flying over the weekend. What's at the heart of the issue in Florida?
Nothing's easy in Florida when it comes to elections, so that's not an easy question to answer. But basically, you've got this tremendous pent-up demand to go vote. And one of the untold stories is the technology we use now for large counties to vote, which are called optical scan, fill-in-the-blank ballots. Those take longer both to fill out and to feed through a machine than the previous technologies we had. So it causes these big jams in early voting. And you kind of have to have early voting now because otherwise election day would probably last, you know, up to 48 hours.
Well, but what about the criticism of your governor there, Republican Governor Rick Scott? Democrats are blaming him. They say he's refused to keep polls open beyond an 8-day early voting period. It ended Saturday at 7.
Rick Scott actually signed an elections bill reducing the number of early voting days that were in 2008, which were 14 days. Cut them to 8 days. Now, some of the hours were expanded in some areas, but in South Florida, which is a urban Democratic-leaning area, because of Charlie Crist in 2008, we had a cumulative 120 hours of early voting in 2008. We now have 96 cumulative hours. That's effectively a cut of 20% in the early voting time compared to 2008. On Saturday, I just ran the numbers. Saturday, we had 385,000 people across Florida show up to early vote in person. When you add in absentee ballots, as well as all of the early vote in-person ballots, 4.5 million Floridians have voted. That's 38% of the total electorate and probably 50% of the likely electorate. Election day should actually be a breeze. Your precinct could be half empty.
Yeah, well, to see the pictures was both heartwarming, you know, to see people waiting so long in lines, hours to vote, but also disturbing. You know, this is America. You know, it shouldn't be that hard to vote. So the Democrats have filed an emergency lawsuit seeking extended voting hours in counties. We read Palm Beach, Miami-Dade, Broward, because of what they say are inadequate polling facilities. What's the effect of that? Where does that stand?
The lawsuit's essentially moot because you have election day. You know, we still have election day for elections in Florida. And with half of the electorate, or at least 38% of the electorate already in, a judge is not going to order more polls to suddenly open at the last minute in order to accommodate it. Again, you got election day. Folks are going to show up on election day, and they're going to find it rather easy.
And by the way, what are your election day hours? They probably vary, you know, from block to block. We know every county has its own.
They're 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., but we have two time zones. So East Coast time, our elections proper actually end at 8 p.m. for those folks who are out in the panhandle.
Wow.
So if you live in most of Florida, which is in the Eastern Standard Time Zone, which is east of the Apalachicola River, you are in the Eastern Time Zone. It's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. If you live west of the Apalachicola River, it's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., but you're in the Central Time Zone. So Florida doesn't announce its results until after 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah. Well, some more of the stories that came out of these extraordinary scenes this weekend. First of all, we understand one polling place that shut down was because there was a suspicious cooler on the site and had to be detonated by a bomb squad?
Yes, that was in Central Florida. There was an actual lawsuit, and a judge ordered that early voting site to open yesterday, Sunday, to accommodate those voters in Orlando.
But then there weren't enough workers because it was so last minute?
Yeah, there were some complications there. I'm focusing on South Florida and Miami-Dade, where the elections office tried to kind of get around the Sunday before Election Day ban on early voting by allowing people to absentee ballot vote in person at the headquarters. I know that's a complicated concept. And what happened is a printer malfunctioned, a staffer or two didn't show up, the mayor didn't know about it, he kind of temporarily ordered it to close, people started chanting and screaming, two people got their cars towed, it was a kind of a debacle.
Given everything we're talking about, Mark Caputo, how much contesting of this vote in Florida do you think there will be? One lawsuit you say is already moot, but how much contesting of this vote should we expect?
It's Florida, so you should always expect the worst when it comes to an election.
Succinct.
Yeah.
Mark Caputo with the Miami Herald. Mark, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.